first reading for today is from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Our text is the passage from Romans, but truly in particularly this one very brief portion in verse 14 that says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Well, that because is, of course, tied to what's going on before it, talking about the opportunity we have to live, how we will live, why we will live, and being able to put to death those things that go against God. Because we do these things, and it's left up to us. It's rather unique that the way this is worded. If you live according to the sinful nature, if you put to death the misdeeds of the body, and then because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God, we're able to do these things. But it's calling upon you doing something. You get a task here, and really the task is what comes about from all of Scripture, and that's that we're led to follow Jesus. We follow the Christ. Too many people get the idea that they need to come to church and be a part of a church to be fed. You're not coming to be fed, you're coming to be led. The feeding is something that you can do anytime. You know, you're like sheep, right? We say we're like sheep. You graze all week long. You can be in the Word anytime. You don't just come, hopefully, to get your little dose of the Word on Sunday morning and make that be enough to last you for the next week. You have the opportunity to feed on the Word all of the time, to pray to God, to be in devotions, to study this Word. We want to be mature Christians, but then we still seem to be like infants because we want the spiritual milk. We need to be fed like babies, like passive children that can't eat on our own. We can't raise a spoon or a fork. We have to be fed, we say. And really, then the problem comes in that there are a lot of churches and pastors that cater to this idea as well and end up keeping people immature in their Christian faith. You need to know that you have a responsibility in this faith. You are called to take on this faith. You are called to take responsibility for your life. We can't just expect that once a week, an hour or two, if you go to Bible study too, are going to be enough to feed you and hold you over faithfully for an entire week until the next time, or for longer until the next time you come to worship. If we're going to be spiritually mature Christians, as we desire to be, as we call ourselves at times, then we can't cry about not being fed, because the responsibility is within your own grasp to be fed anytime. Open God's Word. We say that frequently. Be in the Word. Be of the Word. Be a people of the book. That's a great phrase for those that were from Islam that have come over into the faith of Christianity. The Pablo, People of the Book Lutheran Outreach, is one of the groups that we've supported at times in our ministry and missions. They're people of the book. That's something that we should all claim to be. People of the book. People that stay in God's Word. Now, people of the book we have, is the right book, not that other book that some would hold on to. In the Muslim faith, certainly not. But with the book of God, with Holy Scriptures, this is a book that we need to recognize gives us the opportunity to not only draw closer to Christ, but to draw closer in our relationship with others as we learn to live in his love, learn His forgiveness, learn more about His life and how that applies to our life, we're not going to get away with just that once a week top off at church. It works well for your gas tank, maybe. And then some of you, not even that. You make more trips to the gas station in some cases than you make to church. Because it needs fuel, right? We need fuel too. We need to be like sheep. We're led by Christ, the Good Shepherd. But we feed all along the way, all of the time. Some pastors encourage that dependence on the church, that dependence on the pastor themselves, to the point where without that word that he's going to give to you, that you're not going to be able to get by. You're going to need to continue to come to him. The Herr Pastor of the past in the Lutheran church even existed where boy, you needed to come in and get that weekly dose of forgiveness from him so you could even begin to feel worthy to receive communion. We see how easy that confession is with God. Put it in a very simple line today for us in our confession and absolution for a reason. We say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Forgive me. And guess what? That's it. You don't have to recount all of the deeds of your life. If you know of certain deeds that you need that guilt removed from your spirit of, it's good to confess them. Truly good. But it's also something that's simply done in forgive me and renew me, Lord. And he does. He comes to us and he seeks to make us into something better than we've been. Something greater than we've been. And he does that through leading us. But he leaves the feeding up to you. No, don't just crave that milk anymore. Now sit down and enjoy the feast. But put the fork to your mouth. Put the spoon to your own mouth. Don't expect to be fed like an infant. Take up the word and read the word and feast upon it. As sheep following the Good Shepherd, we are to be led, not fed. When folks don't like the diet they're being served up, we place the word here. We talk about the sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion, the law and gospel of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, the opportunities we have to serve him, the ways that we follow him. And if someone doesn't like the message that's proclaimed, they say, well, I'm not being fed. And they go somewhere else. Scriptures talk about those too. It's the idea of what itching ears want to hear. We could say what hungry mouths want to feed on in the same kind of illustration. But Christianity is not meant to be a buffet where you pick and choose from the line that which you want. You know, I'll have a half platter of this and a little bit of that. The Word of God is the Word of God, and we take it, all of it, into us. And we follow it, all of it, in our lives. We're called to take this Word and to hold on to it, to inwardly digest it, even in our Scriptures. We consume this Word. And it's sweet. It's good. Cleanses the heart, cleanses the soul. It reminds us who we are and to whom we belong. We don't pick and choose what we want to listen to. We don't pick and choose what we will follow about this Word of God. The Lord lays the Word before us and expects us to follow it all. He leads us through this Word. And if we are going to be led by Christ, then we have to trust in his word, all of it, to believe in his word entirely. As Christians, we're led by the Spirit of God to Christ Jesus. There are not a lot of different paths that lead to Jesus. There is Jesus. And then there is God the Father, who Jesus leads us to through the forgiveness that he earned for us in his death and resurrection. Don't be deceived by those that would preach other gospels. Don't be deceived by those who would shy away from some areas of the scripture which are viewed as sensitive because of our politically correct world. Don't follow after those who would speak about a gospel message that leaves out the law. We need to remember that we are sinners and how we have strayed from God's word, so that we can receive the fullness of God's mercy and grace and understand it in our lives. You never appreciate the view from the mountaintop unless you've been in the valley. And then you understand what it's all about, what it really looks like from up there. Once we hear from the Spirit, then, and the Lord leads us in His Word, then we're called to follow. That take up your cross and follow me aspect. Jesus doesn't hand feed us for the rest of our lives. Jesus doesn't continue to come to us and pick us up and carry us along through every single bump in life. We're called to walk. We're called to follow. We're called to trust in Him. We're told it's going to be rough. We're told we're going to face struggles, but He'll be there with us. We're not told that the way will always be easy by any means. In fact, there will be fewer than in the days of Noah, we're told, when the day of the Lord arrives. What that means, we don't understand fully, but what we do understand is it's telling us to continue to be on this path to Jesus, to follow Him. And if we're going to follow Him and take up our crosses, then we're called to be active, to be doing something. We're also sharing our faith with others along the way. If we walk along in this life by ourselves and without any help or hope for others or from others, then when we arrive at that destination of heaven's gate, the Lord's going to say, what have you done with your life? You followed, but you kind of stayed a pretty straight path as far as not actually doing much of anything in your life. Do you sit back on the couch and say, I believe, and that's good enough? Couch potatoes, it's couch Christianity. It's kind of like the idea, well, all of the food is going to come to us when it's dinner time. Hey, guys, try that with your wife sometime. And wives, where husbands cook, you do it the same. Okay, don't play fair. No stereotyping here. But that's the way we take our Christian faith. Do you come to worship so that you can get filled up and then go about your way and feel like, well, I've got my dose of Jesus for the week? If that's the case, it's not likely to happen, because you have to be responsible for that filling up yourself. It's all self-serve nowadays, isn't it? No full-service gas stations anywhere. You just can't get somebody to check the oil for you. With the Christian faith, we have to open the Word. We have to follow that Word. We have to trust that Word. We have to be a people in that Word. We have to go out into the world. We have to get up off the couch and move about among other people in this world and see opportunities for witness, opportunities for compassion, opportunities to share and to love. It's a matter of priorities, you know. We read the Word and we believe this Word by faith, and we hold on to this Word and we understand that it's what will always lead us. We pour godly things into our own lives. We do that by not just being in the Word, but by being a people of prayer, by being a people who attend church and attend Bible study, who are involved in devotions, who receive the sacraments. We listen for Jesus' voice as He teaches us and calls us to remain in Him. We need to also then be willing to do what He says. And that's going to mean getting up and living for Him, being the people, being the children He calls us to be. If you want to be Spirit-led, then you will also have to be Spirit-fed, and that Spirit-fed comes through your task. The Spirit Himself comes to us and brings us this sanctification. We know this word justification, that we are dealt with by God just as if, justification, just as if I'd never sinned. We receive that forgiveness in our confession. But the Spirit is about our sanctification, helping us to live the holy life. Yes, we have to live that life. Live the holy life for the sake of Christ. Live the holy life for the sake of others. And live the holy life for the sake of ourselves. We are a sinful people, and we follow Christ. We know that in following Him, we receive the forgiveness of sins. He's leading us through this life from one relationship to another, and perhaps right now He's leading you from one relationship to another that you need to work on, and someone you need to work with in your life. And perhaps He's leading you to make a decision in your life that may be a difficult one, to set aside the things that are of this world, to set aside something that seems natural, and instead follow God more faithfully, to look for another way to up your Christianity, to look for another way to be more in the Word of God and be more of the Word of God. Perhaps He's telling you that all things are possible with Him, and He's right in saying so. All things are possible for those who believe. But if you would be a person who believes, then you have to be one that continues to follow all of the time, not just on Sunday mornings. And perhaps right now He's calling you to rise up, to just believe the impossible, to be looking for a miracle, and know that they happen, because God is a God of miracles. And wherever the Spirit might be leading you today, to your salvation, always, I would pray that you would understand that those come through what you have already received. You've been fed. You received your baptism by God. You've received the Holy Communion of God. This is His work coming to us. And now, through those blessings and through the healings we've received and through the deliverance that we've received, that God calls us to follow, to be led by Him. We need to pull ourselves away from the curb and get out there into the world. We need to get in the fast lane at times and at times in the slow lane, but we need to be in the lane. And we need to be following that cross, wherever that cross would lead us. We need to pick up our spoon and our fork and eat for ourselves. God's Word is there for us always. And we're really depriving ourselves if we're not in that Word always. We're really shortening the blessings that God would give to us. We're decreasing the power of God in our life if we're just looking to be filled up once a week on Sunday mornings. There's the old phrase, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You ever tried pull a horse's head down? If it doesn't want to go, it doesn't want to go. The same is true for us as Christians. We can present the Word of God. We can teach the Word of God. We can preach the Word of God. But if you don't want to eat, you're not going to eat. The being fed is on your part. You've been led to this Word. Let's start the feast. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in the Christ, the Son of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus.